Nothing has worked for Courtney Clapham in fighting what's been called an aggressive brain tumor. This included chemo and radiation treatments, as well as 3 surgeries, and everything that lies ahead is undetermined with the stage 3 primary central nervous system tumor, according to her mother-in-law Nancy Mercier. In spite of all of the above, Clapham married her husband this past July, a month earlier than originally planned, but delayed the honeymoon while she was anticipating her 3rd surgery. But since then, the Port Coquitlam community has come through to pitch in more than $15,000 to help pay for the couple's honeymoon. Mercier organized a GoFundMe campaign with that very goal, which has been surpassed in the weeks since it went public on November 25. The doctors were able to remove 80-90% of the tumor, she explained about Clapham's 3rd surgery, noting the tumor had covered roughly 25% of her brain at the time. The doctors told us that this surgery was only undertaken in an effort to make her more comfortable. There is likely going to be no more surgeries, and any further steps are undetermined, as chemo and radiation have proven to be ineffective. Diagnosed in 2021. According to Mercier's crowdfunding story, Clapham was formally diagnosed with oligodendroglioma on August 6, 2021. It's a rare tumor that typically begins in the brain or spinal cord and spreads like wildfire that requires immediate attention and surgery to determine its path. 3 days after Clapham was diagnosed, doctors were able to remove 80% of the tumor and followed up with radiation and chemotherapy via BC Cancer and a local clinic. On June 8 this year, she suffered from a seizure and doctors determined the tumor had grown back despite a 2nd surgery to remove more of the cancer in April. She then began 6 drip chemo sessions over a 3-week span, but they proved to be ineffective and Mercier said this fast-tracked her son's and Clapham's decision to get married on July 8. Courtney really wanted to go on a honeymoon, but decided not to and instead wanted to focus her time on health and her well-being, Mercier explained. She added Clapham's 3rd surgery took place on November 21, but said that was likely her last and no other appointments are currently on the books. Courtney intends to continue to do all that she can in order to stay as well as she can, for as long as she can. Committed to a strict diet, no sugar or carbs, and as healthy a lifestyle as she can manage. Dream destination. Clapham has to stay closely monitored with the aggressive tumor still in play. But with the crowdfunding campaign and generosity of the community, she and her husband have been given the chance to fulfill a dream and visit Niagara Falls. The money is set to help pay for flights and accommodation to and from Toronto as part of efforts to help Clapham get closer to one of the world's most sought-after natural attractions. If you wish to contribute to Clapham's honeymoon and add to the $15,350 already raised, as of this publication, December 17, you can visit the GoFundMe campaign page.